no sense.
This is the Relic Radio Show, old-time radio entertainment still standing the test of time, from RelicRadio.com. Welcome back to the Relic Radio Show. I've got another 60 minutes of radio drama for you today, beginning with High Adventure. We'll hear The Snowmen, their story from March 5th, 1950. After that, it's Luke Slaughter of Tombstone, an outlaw kid, his story from May 25th, 1958.
Cholton, makers of Old Spice aftershave lotion for that top-of-the-world feeling after every shave, brings you the top-of-the-world in action drama for men. High Adventure!
High Adventure, friend. That's what we call it. And as long as you're here, sit down and be a new recruit to the High Adventure Society. If you like your story strong and savage, your heroes He-Man and hard, then you're qualified and your membership chair will be waiting for you each week. To those of you in the know who've been around before, sit tight. On the agenda is The Snowmen, written and directed especially for High Adventure by Bob Monroe. It concerns four men deep in the North Country who gambled desperately for million-dollar stakes. But suppose we let you follow it through yourself. For here to tell it is one of the four men, Big Bill Ortman. The Snowmen, a Northwood story of high adventure.
Some men seem to get along fine working the same job week after week, year after year. Others, like me, never seemed to be able to stay in one place very long. I was on the road when I was 12, moving from place to place, learning as I went along. By this time, I've been a good many ways, seen a good many things. And I don't know which is better off, me or the man who stays put. But I know this, I'll never go north again. I'll give it to you just as it happened. I teamed up with Wally, Bert, and Slim one night at Wildman's Landing. Split four ways, furs, gold, uranium, whatever we made. We headed up Chinook country, past LeBlanc. When winter came, we decided to hole up and the bush pilot dropped the supplies we needed. The snow was already heavy when we were working the ridges today. Wally was out on the trap line and we were just killing time till he got back.
Break this up a little, Slim.
Sure.
Let me see some of that you just broke.
That's sandstone.
Let me have some anyway.
All right, all right. Boy, if it wasn't so cold, I'd be hot.
I told you it was sandstone.
I guess so.
Hey, why don't we just stick in a little dynamite and blow the whole ridge apart?
We got one case left. We're not going to break it.
Sure save a lot of work with the pick.
Use your hands, not your mouth, will you, Slim?
What the heck's the hurry?
We're going to dig. Let's get digging.
Here, you take the pick.
What's the matter? High pockets getting worn out?
We're going to burn all the time. Take it out on a rock.
What's eating you?
Not a thing. We're all going to do our share, you too.
I'll swing it. Give me the pick.
I'm doing my share, doing more than my
share.
And
don't try to be boss.
I'm not trying anything.
Nobody's boss.
This where you want, Bill?
Yeah.
Rock. Rock. More rocks.
That looks like something. You strike a seam?
Nah, I split a floater.
Hold it, Slim. Let's see.
Well?
Quit leaning on me, will you?
I reckon he's shooting.
A signal from the kid.
Let's get up the ridge. Had some luck with his crafts, I guess.
I could use some fresh meat.
Yeah, or a good pelt.
He's over that way. Come on.
Got a bear, maybe.
Perhaps wouldn't hold one.
In the forest, near the break.
Sounds to me like it came from
near
over
the
that
break. Way. That's where it came from.
Yeah. He's made us come for no reason, Al.
Sure as heck would be funny if he got a bear by the tail and couldn't
let
go.
Shut up, Slim. Hold it.
Hey, Wally.
Over here.
Come on.
Look what I found.
I hope it's something more than a jackrabbit.
What is it?
An airplane.
Sure is beat up.
Let's get a look at it.
I was going to string a new trap line through here when I thought the woods looked funny.
Shut up.
Been here a long time.
Yeah.
Bunch of skeletons inside. I thought I ought to sit.
Help me pull this stuff away, Bert.
Yeah.
Must have crashed mighty hard. Look at the way they're all jammed.
Well, you're going in or not, Bill?
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder how long it's been here.
Years, if you ask me. Look at the way that tree grew through
Bill.
That.
Yeah?
What do you think of this?
What is it?
You can keep your skeleton.
A uniform.
But what kind?
Hey, I reckon...
Nazi, that's a swastika. Nazi German.
Oh, yeah.
There's something strange here. What would Nazi officers...
Well, they
officers
didn't get where they were going, that's one thing, sure.
No.
I guess they didn't know the war was over, huh?
Well, I'll be doggone.
What is it, Slim?
Come here.
What do you got?
I pulled open their suitcase. Ain't they pretty? Whole thing chock full of them. Ain't these diamonds?
Yes.
And look at here, what's these?
Emeralds, if they're real.
They're beautiful.
I think they are real.
Boy, wouldn't my old Sioux girl look pretty with some of these hung on her. She'd be so set
Let
up.
Let me have some of that stuff, Slim.
Sure.
Are they real?
That big one must be 4 carats.
Sure make a sight, don't they?
Are they real?
Yeah, they are.
They're mine. I was here first.
Now, hold on a minute. I found that suitcase.
I found the plane, didn't I? I found the plane.
But it was me who opened the suitcase.
They're mine.
You would have never found
it
if I hadn't opened
the... Shut up, both of you.
We made a strike.
I found them.
Bill, you know what junk like this is. Have we got something?
Yeah.
Is it worth much?
Yeah, it's worth something.
How much?
Well, I don't know.
Maybe $100?
More than that, I know.
1,000?
You want to guess?
Yeah, just rough. How much?
Somewhere over $1,000,000, depending on the market.
Well, what do you know?
$1,000,000.
You sure?
I said I was, didn't I?
All right, all right.
We split it 4 ways.
I found it. I ought to be able to...
It's a strike. We agreed whatever it was, we split 4 ways. Any objections? We'll haul up in the cabin for the winter like we planned. Then in the spring, we'll get out.
In the spring? What do we have to stay for now? We each got $250,000.
It's too late to make the trek out. We'd never get there.
Reckon that's so, but it sure would be nice.
Bert's been up in this country more than I have. Ask him.
We could make it out if we started now, couldn't we, Bert?
I wouldn't any more think of... Yeah. Yeah, we can make it.
Big snow's coming in any day. I'm not going to get caught.
We can make it, I tell you.
Sure we can. We made our strike. Why stay up here if we don't have to?
Have you ever walked 1,000 miles on snowshoes at 30 below zero?
Well, I'm for trying it.
What?
I'd sure as I'd rather die in the snow than have you fellers cooped up in a cabin for 6 months together. I'd never know who slit my throat.
Slim's right, Bill.
Well, I want to get a
chance. Shut up, Wally. You got the picture, Bill? Already we've been fighting each other. You want to spend 6 months with Wally, Slim, and me, and wonder if you're going to wake up the next day with us splitting it 3 ways instead of 4? I don't want to.
You three go on. I'll come out next spring.
No, no.
Let him stay if he wants.
We're going to need all our supplies to get us out. We can't leave you enough to last you, so you don't stay. I say you're overruled. 3-1.
That the way you and Wally want it, Slim? All right, let's get going.
The sooner the better.
Get ready for me, Texas. I'm coming.
Come on, Bill. Snap out of it. We're rich, man. We're rich.
Yeah, if we live to spend it.
Well, now, there you find 4 men who struck it rich with a vengeance. They each have $250,000 in diamonds and jewels. But the main problem is for them to get to a place where they can spend it. That means Big Bill, Wally, Slim, and Bert start out across 1,000 miles of ice and snow. And what happens along the trail is anybody's guess. But that's not unusual, friend, for this is the beginning of another high adventure.
According to our high adventure story, it seems it's easier to spend time than money, and sometimes it's a lot more profitable. So let's spend a profitable minute talking about good grooming. I don't mean just the Saturday night kind of grooming when a fella gets all slicked up for a big date. I mean the everyday attention to detail that means a really well-groomed man. The kind of man, in short, who uses Old Spice lotion every time he shaves. Once you've tried Old Spice lotion, the aftershave lotion, its bracing freshness will become a part of your daily life you'll never want to miss. Old Spice aftershave lotion is soothing, antiseptic, and healing to the skin. It instantly takes away uncomfortable razor burn, and your skin feels smooth and cool. Old Spice aftershave lotion has a clean, fresh, masculine scent that men prefer. Yes, everywhere you go, you'll find that men who appreciate real quality, men who know the value of good grooming, say, I use Old Spice lotion every time I shave.
And now back to the snowmen. Big Bill Ortman's Northwood story of High Adventure.
Back at the cabin, we divided up the diamonds and jewelry as nearly into four equal parts as we knew how. Slim cut up some canvas and sold four bags, one for each of us to carry his share of the strike. Then we packed our rolls and started across the snow. Bert led the way because he knew the territory better than the rest of us. It was going to be a hard enough trek without getting lost. The weather was good to us the first week, with only light snow and temperature not much below zero. It was a hard pace, Bert said, and nobody talked much during the day. At night, we'd eat sourdough meals and roll in around the fire.
Boy, will my Sue girl be glad to see me.
I show her all them diamonds, she'll never let me go.
She let you go before.
Yeah, but I couldn't buy her no pretty things then.
She'll want you to marry her. That's what they all want.
Listen to the big man with women.
Yeah.
Well, they do.
I told old Sue I was going north to make my fortune, and she said, don't come back till you do. Well, I got my fortune. I'm coming back.
The government doesn't take it away from you.
Yeah, you're going to have to pay income taxes now, Slim.
Heck, I'll tell them an uncle left it to me. I got so many uncles, they won't know the difference.
Then you'll have to pay inheritance taxes.
I'll figure a way.
I wonder how they got there.
Who?
Those fellows in the airplane.
They crashed. Anybody could see that.
That's simple.
All right, you tell us.
Airplanes crash all the time. Nobody finds them.
That's not what I mean.
Been there for years, hadn't it?
I had a hard time seeing it. It was covered with brush. I was right
but
on
there
it
were
before
no search parties even for this baby. Why? Because nobody knew it was coming, so nobody knew it crashed.
I don't get it.
Yeah, you're too dumb to. A plane load of German Nazis flying somewhere with a suitcase
They were running out. They were losing the war, so they grabbed what they could and they ran.
Oh, shut up.
That sounds like what could have happened.
That's what did happen.
Nazi big shots, getting out while they could.
I wonder who they were.
Well, I'm sure as heck not going back to find out.
When we get out, we can tell the government. One of them
might... You're not going to tell anybody.
I don't see any reason...
You're not going to tell anybody about it. None of us are going to talk about it. You want to keep what you got?
He's right. You got to be careful. We'll confiscate the stuff and we won't get a penny.
We ought to get some
of
it.
We don't take the chance. We don't talk.
I'm going to hit the sack. Get off my bedroll, Slim.
I'm not on it.
This one's mine.
I don't know. I carry it.
Get off.
That's yours, the other side of the fire.
I want to go to sleep.
Go on. I'm not stopping you.
May look like yours, but it's mine.
I always sleep with my head...
Are you going to get off?
I ain't going to get off what's mine.
I want to go to sleep.
Quit pushing me.
I'll get your own.
You can't do that.
I did it.
Got me all full of snow.
It's too bad.
Now you're going to get off.
Yeah.
Think you're so big.
You want some more? Get up.
You've been asking for it.
Drop the knife, Slim.
I'll cut you wide open.
Let him come. Let him come. A good 45.
You think
slug
you can scare me? You
come at me with a knife and I'll let you have it. So help me, I'll let you have it.
All right, can it, both of you. What difference does it make whose role it is? They're all the same.
Big guys always think they can push folks around.
You shouldn't have pulled a knife
on. Shut up, Wally. Let's get some sleep.
Go on, take which one you want.
I don't care. Don't make no difference.
You'll make up your mind.
Wally, get some more wood in the fire.
It's got enough now.
It'll go out before morning.
Why do I always have to do it?
Because you can't do anything else.
Oh, I can.
Oh, I'll do it.
Well, you gotta sleep to live. I want to live to spend all my strike.
What's that?
Coyote, maybe.
Wolf.
Yeah, haven't seen him up this way for years. It's a wolf, all right.
Well, he won't bother us as long as we're together. It'll be rough going if that snow gets heavier. Sure we're going in the right direction, Bert?
Leave it to me. Well, yeah, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, maybe you do. Bert. Wally, Slim, time to roll out.
Leave me alone, will you?
Let's get up, fix some grub, and get moving.
Oh, it's a hurry.
Listen.
Oh, what?
Feel it?
What's the matter now?
It's out northwest, all right.
Wind?
Yeah.
It's not snowing.
It will be, like you never felt snow before.
When it does, we want to be on our way as far as we can get.
Roll Slim out, Wally.
Why do
I always... him up.
All right, all right.
I'll fix up the fire.
Where's the coffee?
And the other pack.
Come on, you lazy
bum,
wake up.
That Wally drives me nuts.
Good for the little stuff.
I guess so.
Bill, Bert.
What's the matter? You're not man enough to wake him?
Come here, come here.
What is it now?
Can't you get him up?
Look. He's dead, you see? He's dead.
Yeah.
His own knife in his chest.
It's cold. Must have got it sometime during the night.
With his own knife.
Who killed him? Who did it? Oh, what's the matter? I didn't think there was anybody near us for at least 100... Don't look at me. I didn't do it.
Where's his bag of stuff?
Must be under him. Help me lift him up.
I didn't do it.
There it is.
I got it.
All right. Well, what do we do with it?
Split it up.
Yeah, why not?
You gotta give me my share.
Shut up. We will.
Now we each get a third.
First, let's get one thing straight.
What?
Now we know just where we stand.
Go on.
What do you mean?
Slim didn't stick that knife in his own chest, and he didn't fall on it. One of us doesn't mind a little killing.
I didn't do it.
You, Bert, or Wally here figure they'd rather have a third than a fourth.
Or you. You could have done it.
You fought with Slim last night.
Bert, give me the shells out of your gun.
No, wait a minute. I'll need
them. Give them to me.
All right.
All right, Wally, you next.
I don't have any gun.
The little automatic you carry inside your jacket.
How did you
give
know
it
I...
to me?
I don't like it.
How about yours?
Yes, yes. How about your rifle?
You watch. Now, let's see any of us find a bullet for his gun.
I'll never find him in the snow the way you threw him.
It's dangerous. What if we need a gun for...
It's a good deal more dangerous for a killer to have a loaded gun in his hand.
I didn't do it.
Well, you shut up. You're always whining.
All right, let's get Slim buried. Don't want the wolves eating on him. Then we're moving, and we're keeping on moving. It's safer that way.
Himself.
You can't do that.
He'll
take
care of himself. If he's weak, that's his business.
Hold up until he comes along.
Get them to it.
He's lost us. Slowing his heart.
Now, that's his tough luck.
I'm going back and find him.
Go ahead. Go ahead and help a dumb beast. Oh, no, you don't. Oh, no, you don't. Wait.
Can't be far back.
Wait. Don't you think you can put one over on me?
Huh? It's covering up fast.
Well, if you're going back, you're going to take me.
Keep walking, then.
Smart guy.
Help me watch the trail. Snow's covering
it. Why don't you get it all for yourself?
What?
I'll go back for a third of $1,000,000, too.
You don't make sense.
Make plenty of sense, smart guy.
There he is.
Oh, is he calling me your mama's boy? My heart's all right.
Come on, kid. Get up.
I'll show him. I'll go be a man. Be like other men. Nobody can take care of me.
You can't lie down, kid. It's too cold. You're free.
I'm all right, Bill. I can... Let go of that.
Bert!
He won't be needing it.
Give it to me.
Give it back, Bert.
So you can get it.
You're not going to take my bag of money. You're not.
Shut up.
I'll kill you.
He fainted.
Wally.
Let him lay. Come on, we got to keep moving.
Come on, Wally. Snap out of it. You'll freeze in 5 minutes.
Let him lay.
Yeah, I guess I will. He's dead.
Not so quick.
Must have had a stroke. Too much effort. I don't know. So that makes two of us. 50-50 split. Right down.
Now, can you hear me, Big Bill? No 50-50 split. No split at all. First, you're mad. Now, that makes four. You hear me, Big Bill? I got all four. No split. $1,000,000. Now, I'll get your boots off so you can't follow me. Not that you could find your way out. I've been leading you around in circles for 2 days. If you wouldn't wear out, you wouldn't get tired. Well, you need me to hit you again? Gun butt's good and hard. It's harder than your skull. I've been up here for years trying to hit a strike, and when I do, you think I'm going to split it with three greenhorns? Yeah, sure I will.
Bert.
Come on. Try to follow and freeze your feet.
I'll get you.
Sure. You keep going around in circles. The snow will cover my trail. Then you lay down and sleep.
I'll get you.
If you can catch me. Lay down and sleep.
I'll get you, Bert. I'll get you. I'll get you.
I certainly didn't give you a wrong steer, did I, members? How would you like to be hit over the head in sub-zero blizzard 100 miles from nowhere, stripped of your boots and left to lay down and sleep? How does it end? Well, we'll find out. But we're sure of this. Big Bill Ortman is telling us the kind of story that can only be called High Adventure.
Just before we head into our rugged High Adventure finish, let me tell you about a perfect finish. If any of you men don't know what a grand feeling it is to finish off your morning shave with Old Spice After Shave Lotion, you're missing something. Because Old Spice Lotion is the perfect finish for a shave. You'll find its skin-tingling freshness will make you feel wide awake and ready for the day. Old Spice After Shave Lotion has a convenient dispensing top, and the handsome ship-decorated bottles are a pleasure for a man to see and to use. And here's an important extra. The Old Spice After Shave Lotion stopper has an exclusive leak-proof feature which makes it ideal for traveling. Try Old Spice Lotion tomorrow morning and be sure of a perfect shave every time you shave.
And now for the climax of The Snowmen, as told by Big Bill Ortman, his story of High Adventure.
I must have passed out again from the blow Bert hit me on the head. When I came out of it, my feet were cold. Then I remembered Bert, and I wasn't tired anymore, and the fire in my chest made me forget the cold. I was going to get him. Bert had made a mistake. He'd taken my boots, but he didn't think about Wally. The kid's boots were tight, but I got him on, covered his body with snow, and picked up Bert's trail just as the snow was covering it. He'd be moving fast, but those four bags were heavy. He was packing them, and I wasn't. Luck was with me. The snow stopped near the end of the day, so I didn't have any trouble tracking. At the end of the second day, I saw him in the distance, a black dot against the snow. I think he saw me, too, because he tried to move faster. The next day, I caught him by a frozen lake. The ice was jagged where an avalanche had broken through.
Bill? That's how you deal, huh? 50-50. Right down the middle. You keep after me, I'll clunk you with a rifle again. Uh-huh. Okay for a deal? Okay for a deal, Bill?
No deal.
50-50.
No deal.
Half a million bucks apiece. That's plenty for each of us. We'll live big the rest of our lives. All right?
I don't want this.
I didn't fix you good enough, huh? Maybe this time...
Now don't try it.
What?
Don't try it, Bert.
Where'd you get that knife?
You keep forgetting about your partner.
I told you I'd give you half.
Slim gave me the knife. I pulled it out of his chest and kept it.
Look, you're a hard guy like me, Bill.
Slim gave me the knife and Wally gave me the boots.
You're crazy.
Share and share alike. That was the deal when we teamed up at Wildman's Landing. That's what Wally and Slim want.
Sure. But now that Slim and Wally are dead...
Share and share alike.
Sure.
Slim and Wally are dead. Share and share alike.
I don't get what you mean, Bill.
You will.
All right. Yeah. Come on. Come on, follow me across the lake. But you're not going to get nothing. You're not going to get nothing.
I'm going to get you.
If it snows again, you'll miss my trail.
I got two partners to help me.
You'll miss my trail. And you go around in circles and... Hey! Oh! Bill! Bill, give me a hand! Bill! Bill, it's water. It's freezing me.
Walk on thin ice too often, huh?
You can't keep myself up. Will the ice breaks off?
I'm going to let you die.
Hang on! The hole in your butt! Bill, give me a hand.
I don't know.
Look at my back. Bill, come down with me. A whole million bucks. Give me a chance. Give me a chance, Bill. Give me a chance.
All right. All right. Hang on. Gotta get you back.
Breathe. No, you don't. Just...
Gotta keep you from freezing. Gotta keep you.
Not cold. You're not gonna get it.
Roll over.
Slim was sneaking around, trying to take my share, but I got him. I got him good.
Bert.
Him sneaking around when we were sleeping, but I got him.
Bert, how far is the nearest settlement?
What?
Gotta get you there fast.
I'm okay.
Which way do we go?
I can make it.
I'll help you.
Go, oh, I can make
it. Which way?
South. Southwest.
Just can't stay here. I gotta keep moving.
Let me rest for a minute.
You want to feed the wolves?
Wolves? No.
Come on.
I gotta rest.
Gonna keep walking.
Let go. I'm not gonna get them. All mine.
Come on. Keep walking.
Not gonna get them.
Hang on my shoulder. Gotta keep walking. Keep walking.
How do you feel today, Osmond? Better?
Yeah, I guess so, Doc.
You'll be as good as new in a few weeks.
Bert's dead, huh?
He was dead when the bush pilot spotted you and picked you up. Immersion in water at those temperatures is almost always fatal. Within minutes, unless immediate medical attention is given. You were yelling at the wolves and dragging his body through the snow when you were found.
Out of my head, was I?
Oh, something like that. Oh, by the way, there were 4 bags of pebbles in your partner's pack. Now, what do you want us to do with them?
I don't care. Turn them over to the government. Pebbles!
Yes, we thought they might be ore samples, but analysis didn't...
Pebbles!
Show.
Those aren't pebbles! That's $1 million in jewels!
Oh, you must have had a hard time, Morton. There's nothing but pebbles and bits of rocks in the bags. I'll have the nurse give you another sedative so that...
In all 4 bags? Nothing but rock?
All 4 bags full of it, yes.
Played a switch. Who? Bert? No. He was sure. Sure he had. Wally could have...
We'll give you something to rest.
Slim. Bert said he was sneaking around. Slim. Slim. Easy going, Slim. Smarter than all of us. And we buried his pack with him somewhere. Somewhere I don't know. I don't know where.
Right back with what I'll get a sedative for you.
I'm all right. I'm all right.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Now you relax. If the man was ever shot clean through with luck, you're it.
Look.
Well, if it hadn't been a clear day, that bush pilot would never have spotted you. You'd still be walking out there. Or probably you would not be doing anything more at all.
Lay down and sleep, huh?
Exactly. If they hadn't been able to land and fly you in, we couldn't have saved your legs. You and your 3 partners were crazy to try to walk out this time of year.
Yeah. We were crazy.
You couldn't pay me $1 million to try a hike like that.
What?
I said you couldn't pay me $1 million to do what you did.
That's what I'm trying to figure.
Well, I don't understand. What are you trying to figure?
Look out the window.
Yes.
You see the kids playing in the yard?
Oh, yes.
They're making snowmen. And they throw at them and break them up.
It's a child's game.
But what's their price for making them?
Price?
Would you... make snowmen for $1 million, Doc. Me? I don't know. I still don't know.
Snowmen, Big Bill Ortman's Northwood story of high adventure. And thank you, Bill. We'll place it in the archives of the High Adventure Society, marked S for Savage, and hold it for future publication. Let's get a little heat in here. I feel cold. Anyway, I'm sure you'd like to know the names of the folks who gave you that fine performance. In the leading role was Don Douglas, with John Larkin, Joe Helgeson, and Jack Orison. Our High Adventure Orchestra was, of course, conducted by Lou Davies. And next week, friends and members, High Adventure is proud to present one of the strangest stories we've ever found. Return Match, which concerns a man who was charged with a murder he didn't commit and had to face death in order to prove he didn't. So until next week, this is your presiding officer saying, it's all around you. Whatever you do, wherever you go, only we call it High Adventure.
Remember to join us again next week when Shulton brings you another exciting story of high adventure, Return Match. And remember, too, that Old Spice aftershave lotion gives you wonderful value for your money. There are 2 generous sizes of this quality lotion, $1 and $1.75. Look for the handsome red Old Spice cartons at drug and department stores everywhere. And for that top-of-the-world feeling, use Old Spice lotion after every shave.
Today, hear Henry Morgan and Chris London on NBC.
Slaughter's my name. Luke Slaughter. Cattle's my business. It's a tough business. It's big business. I've got a big stake in it. There's no man west of the Rio Grande big enough to take it from me.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone. Luke Slaughter of Tombstone, Civil War cavalryman turned Arizona cattleman. Across the territory, from Yuma to Fort Defiance, from Flagstaff to the Huachucas, and below the border through Chihuahua and Sonora, his name was respected, or feared, depending on which side of the law you were on. Man of vision, man of legend, Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The bunkhouse had quieted down an hour before, and I should have been in bed myself. But I stood on the veranda watching the heat lightning play around Apache Peak. It was quiet. Too quiet. Then I heard a single rider coming into the ranch, hell-bent for leather. I sensed trouble. I was right.
Luke, that you?
Yeah, Wichita, what's your hurry?
That little bunch that we cut out for breeding and took to the upper mesa this morning.
What about it?
Well, them critters is gone.
What?
Yeah.
There's only one trail leading up there.
Yeah, and all the tracks on it are pointed downhill. At the bottom, they fan out toward the border.
How much of a head start have they got?
Well, Pete Packer come in for supper, and I went out night herd after about 3 hours, I reckon.
Get Pete and Hinky from the bunkhouse. Saddle up my night horse. We've got some riding to do.
Getting on toward sunup, Luke.
Yeah.
Ought to be catching up with them brand artists pretty soon, right?
Without them knowing it, if we can.
Darn cow thieves. When I get my old Winchester load on them, they're gonna know.
Oh, hold up there.
Yeah. Oh. What's the matter? You got a smell of them?
Look, up there.
Where?
On top of that rise.
Why, that's a she critter.
Pete, yeah. Hinky. Yeah. Circle and hold your fire until you can see who you're shooting at.
Right.
On foot from here, Wichita.
Sure. Oh, shut up, you darn mall cow.
Over here.
I'm coming.
There's the herd. But I don't see any riders.
That wasn't no cow. Rustlers must be down there in the draw.
Sit tight, Wichita. We gotta give Pete and Hinky time to get on the other side of them.
Well, we keep on being announced, they're gonna know we're sitting out here waiting to pot 'em.
Get ready. They know it now.
Can't see too well in this light, but just show me something to shoot at. There you go. Off to the right.
Hold your fire.
But Luke, they're getting away.
And Pete and Hinky are out there somewhere.
Well, we just gonna sit here.
Let's move in slow. Only one horse rode out. This could be a trap. We're coming in. Throw down your guns.
Looks like there was only one man and he's gone.
Mm-mm. What do you think that is sticking out from behind that rock over there?
Well, that's a boot and a man's leg.
Come on.
Yep, it's a man all right. But he appears to be dead and we ain't fired a shot.
He's not dead, Wichita. He's been knocked out.
Well, if he don't wake up in time, he won't know he's been strung up.
Come on, you.
Well, what about that other one? Without the critters to slow him down, he'll make the border before we can catch him.
Let's see what this one has to say first. Come on.
No.
What'd you say?
I didn't catch it. Give him a drink out of your canteen, Wichita.
Give him a drink?
He's still human, even if he is a thief.
I hope it chokes him.
What hit me?
Well, Luke, he's just a kid.
Yeah. What's your name, boy?
Who are you?
Luke Slaughter. These are my cattle you're trying to steal.
Let me go!
Easy now. I'll ask you once more. What's your name?
Rainier. Buck Rainier.
Rainier. Oh, yeah.
You know this hombre, Luke?
Yeah, I think I do.
What you gonna do with me?
We're gonna hang you up to dry on the nearest tree.
I ain't done nothing.
Ain't done nothing. You was trying to make off with 50 head of cattle, that's all.
Hold it, Wichita.
Ain't done nothing.
Wasn't your father Buck Rainier, the shotgun messenger who was killed last year on the stagecoach run to Prescott?
What of it?
How about your mother, Buck? What became of her? Well?
You just leave her out of this.
Luke, that other one's 2 miles away by now. Let's string this one up and get after him.
We're going to let him go, Wichita.
Let him go?
We got our cattle back, didn't we?
Yeah, and one pip-squeaking kid. You going to be satisfied with that?
Yes, Wichita, I am. It's getting light now. You find Pete and Hinky and round up these critters. Buck and I will locate his horse.
Well, what are you going to do with him?
Take him back to the ranch with us.
I don't want to go to no ranch.
Doesn't look to me like you've got much choice. By the way, why did your partner put you to sleep?
I ain't going to say.
Suit yourself. All right, let's go.
You alone, Luke?
Yeah, come on in, Wichita. How's the boy doing?
Didn't eat no supper. None of the hands will talk to him.
Poor kid. Couldn't be more than 17.
Luke, you're harboring a cattle rustler. His age don't make no difference. What you doing it for?
Wichita, do you remember when his daddy was shot last year?
I ain't exactly sure.
He was riding messenger on the tombstone to Prescott's stagecoach when it ran into an ambush. Rainier was killed.
Oh, yeah. I seem to recollect now.
I knew Buck Rainier. He worked for me several years ago when I brought a herd up from Sonora. He was always talking about this boy. Proud of him. Said he was going to build up a stake for him.
Well, can't be much of a daddy when you're dead.
Last I heard, he was living with his mother over in Prescott.
Well, he sure ain't now. Appears to me he's made up his mind what trail he wants to ride.
With a little help, he might change his mind.
Luke, you ain't figuring on keeping him here at the ranch.
Why not?
Why, he's liable to stab you in the back and make a run for it.
I've never had a son, Wichita, but I don't think there's any such thing as a bad boy. Men make him look that way.
You picked a good one to prove that.
It's open. Come on in.
Look here, Slaughter. I want to know what you're aiming to do with me.
Dang it, you speak when you're spoken to. Now, you turn around and march out of here before I blow a hole in your pants.
Put away that gun, Wichita.
Luke, you going to let him talk to you that way?
You go on back to the bunkhouse. I'll send him down in a few minutes.
All right, Luke. Things is coming to a pretty pass when you treat rustlers like they was visiting neighbors.
Sit down, son.
I don't want to sit down.
You smoke?
Sure I do.
Here's the makings.
Thanks.
Wichita tells me you didn't eat any supper.
Wasn't hungry.
I was just about to sit down myself. You join me?
You want me to eat with you?
Well, now, I don't see anything wrong with a couple of men sitting down to a meal together. Do you?
Well, no, I...
Sit down. What have you been doing since last year, Buck?
Odd jobs. Been a cook's helper lately on a wagon outfit working out of Prescott.
That's an honest job. Why'd you decide to become a rustler?
I didn't decide to... I ain't gonna tell you nothing.
I should turn you over to the sheriff. You know that, Buck.
Then go ahead and do it.
You admired your father, didn't you?
He was a good man.
I know, Buck. But since he's dead, you're trying to prove in your own way that the name Rainier means something, aren't you?
Yeah, and I will, too.
By cattle rustling?
Oh, you wouldn't believe me if I told you the truth. Nobody would.
Why don't you try me?
I'll handle this in my own way and in my own time.
Why won't you tell me anything about your mother, Buck? Did she remarry?
No. I don't want to talk about my mother.
I see. Well, let's eat. Then you get out of the bunkhouse and get some sleep. You've got work to do tomorrow.
Work?
Starting right now, you're one of the punchers on this spread. 40 a month and keep. And you're equal to any man in the outfit as long as you do your work. That is, if you want the job.
If I want it? You bet I want it.
Wichita, I'll outfit you in the morning. That Sharps you were carrying when we picked you up will do for a saddle gun. And this Smith & Wesson ought to do for holster duty.
You're going to let me carry that six-shooter?
Every man carries at least one.
Mr. Slaughter, I'm going to be the best doggone hand you ever had.
You know, Buck, I believe you will. Let's eat.
Luke, I give you credit for more sense than you're showing about this kid.
What have I done now?
Why, letting him ride out of here by himself at night. You don't expect him to come back, do you?
What did you say?
Well, you give him permission to take one of your horses, didn't you?
I did not.
Then he's a horse thief in addition to being a rustler. Of course, if you want to let him go, well, I'm sorry I bothered you.
All right. Saddle up my night horse. Yours, too. We'll go after him.
Yeah, if you're asking me.
Well, I'm not asking you. Now let's get him before he pulls another fool stunt.
In a moment, Luke Slaughter of Tombstone returns. Have you got a little list? Paper cups, paper plates, charcoal, sandwich wrapping, mustard napkins? Write it on a list so nothing will be forgotten. Next weekend, you'll be joining the rest of America for the first big outdoor weekend of the year, the big three-day Memorial Day weekend. You'll be heading for the beach, the woods, the mountains. And don't land there without the forks, the franks, and the film. Don't find out too late the vacuum jug fell to the floor last fall. Check now. Buy now at your grocers or druggists. And now, Act Two of William N. Robeson's production of Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
Say one thing. The kid sure ain't trying to cover his tracks.
Looks like he's headed straight for town.
That new artillery you'll give him, he can create quite a ruction before he runs again.
He's not running, Wichita. He's up to something. Wish I knew what it was.
Well, he's up to something, all right. Probably going to meet his rustling friend and tell him what an easy mark you are.
Wichita, if you'd been kicked around as much as that boy, you'd take a few wrong turns, too.
But he don't know right from wrong when you lay it out for him.
I think he does. Now, I know what you think, and I know what I think. Let's keep quiet and find him.
Sure, Luke. That's the way you want it.
Here's my pie ball, tied up in front of the Crystal Palace.
You think he's in there?
Let's take a look. Oh.
Now, what you gonna do if he is in there? Call him out?
No. Let's stop here by the door where we can see.
Do you spot him?
Yeah, far into the bar. Talking to a man with a black mustache.
Yeah. Slick-looking saddle warmer, ain't he? Looks like he's been riding hard, too.
Ever see him before?
New one to me. I told you that kid was coming to town for a powwow.
Here he comes. Let's get back out of the light.
Now's the time to grab him, Luke.
Quiet.
Well, he sure ain't looking to be spied on.
Headed right back for the ranch. Wichita, you wait here. I'm going in and talk to that waddy.
Talk to him? Why don't you get him arrested for rustling?
Takes more than suspicion to arrest a man, Wichita.
Well, You're sure doing a lot of pussyfooting over one stray kid.
We were all kids at one time. I think this one needs a nudge in the right direction.
If you don't get your pin feathers singed while doing it.
Whiskey, bartender. You join me, stranger?
Huh? Oh, why, sure.
I'm Luke Slaughter. I own a spread in these parts.
No, well, my name's Price.
Price.
Mm-hmm.
Funny, I don't recall having seen you in Tombstone before.
Well, I ain't seen you neither.
No offense. I'm always looking for good cowhands. You interested in a job?
Could be.
That kid you were talking to just now, Buck Rainier. He works for me. You know him?
This is a public saloon, Slaughter. I was talking to him same as I'm talking to you.
Sure. If you want that job, come on out tomorrow. Anybody can tell you where I'm located.
Thanks, Slaughter. I just may do that.
Good night, Price. Morning, Buck.
Morning, Mr. Slaughter.
I see Wichita got you outfitted.
Sure did. These new duds feel awful good.
Yeah, the next thing you'll need is a string of horses.
A string? All my own?
I never heard of a cowboy doing his job on foot.
Gosh, my own string.
Since you've taken a liking to that piebald you were riding last night, let's start with that one.
How'd you know I rode into town last night?
I know.
Ain't you gonna do nothing about it?
I figure when you get ready to tell me what you're up to, you will.
You trust me, don't you, Mr. Slaughter?
I trust any man until he proves he isn't worthy of it.
Ain't nobody ever trusted me before. Not like that.
It's about time somebody did, then. Oh, by the way, ran into a friend of yours at the Crystal Palace last night. Name of Price.
Price? He ain't no friend of mine.
Oh, I thought he was. I offered him a job.
You offered him a job?
Anything wrong with that?
Well, it's your spread. Now, I'd like to pick out those horses now, if you don't mind.
All right. Let's go down to the corral. Well, looks like Price is going to take me up on that job.
I'll go on down to the corral.
No, you wait here. Good morning, Price.
Morning, Slaughter. Well, hello, Buck.
Morning.
I thought I'd amble out and see what you had to offer.
Glad you did. You want the job?
How many head do you run?
Around 500 right now. Increasing it gradually.
That ought to be enough to keep a man busy. I'll take it.
Good. You're obviously an old hand, so I'll pair you up with Buck here.
Mr. Slaughter...
Well, that sounds good to me. Maybe I can teach the kid a thing or two.
I'm sure you can. Now, Buck, we'll pick out two strings of horses.
Riding night guards, my specialty, Slaughter.
Oh? Well, we can start you right out at that, tonight. Most of the boys prefer bunkhouse duty after dark.
Mr. Slaughter.
Yes, Buck.
Never mind. Let's get the horses.
Dang it all, Luke. You didn't even let me finish my supper.
You can have two suppers tomorrow. Did you tell the boys what I told you?
Yep. Said you and me had to ride into Tombstone on a cattle deal this evening.
Price overhear you?
Made sure he did.
Good.
Now, we ain't going to town. Where are we going?
Same place we went two nights ago. Upper Mesa.
Why? Kid and that new fella Price is riding night herd up there tonight. Went up nearly an hour ago.
You trust that combination?
Of course not, but you're the boss.
Give a man enough rope, he's liable to hang himself. Give a boy enough rope, he might get tangled up. I figure Buck's tangled up.
Hey, you're still trusting that kid, huh?
I haven't seen him do anything wrong. If I do, I'll change my tune.
Yeah. Here's the trail entrance leading up to the mesa, Luke. You want to go first?
We'll stop right here.
Here?
Whoever comes down has to pass this point. It's the only trail.
You aiming to ambush Price and that kid?
Ambush? No. Observe is the word, Wichita.
You could observe them back at the ranch. What you going to all this trouble for?
Proof. I'll bet you a heifer against four bits there's another wrestling attempt tonight.
How do you figure that?
Did you take a look at Price's hands?
I didn't like his face. Didn't get as far as his hands.
They're soft. A gambler's hands. He's not a working cowboy.
What does that prove?
Nothing yet. But I think that Price is the wrestler who got away the other night. And I think he's forcing Buck to act against his will.
Well, if you ask me...
I didn't. Now let's hide the horses and get set.
Yeah, but Luke, if the kid helps Price move them cattle out, he's guilty of rustling no matter what you think about it.
This time he won't be knocked out. And if he doesn't answer some straight questions, he'll go to jail the same as Price.
Here they come, Luke. Appears you was right.
Yeah. Let him get down off the trail into the flat, and then we'll challenge him.
There's Price and the kid bringing up the rear.
When they pass in front of us, I'm going to stand up. Keep me covered. Either one of them reaches for his gun, shoot.
Got you, Luke.
All right, get ready.
Hold it, Price.
Wait a minute.
This is as far as we're going.
Now, what are you talking about? Come on. We got to keep these critters moving.
I'm not going any farther, and neither are you.
Don't you give me that back talk. You do what I tell you. Now, what's the idea of the gun?
I've taken all I'm going to take from you, Price. I'm going to kill you.
You're going to kill me?
I don't know what my mother sees in you. You're nothing but a lying, cheating gambler. And now you turn into a rustler. Well, you can't make me one, too.
Why, your ma's a pretty woman, Buck. We're going to get married on the money we make selling this herd. You wouldn't shoot your own daddy now, would you?
You ain't one-tenth the man my daddy was. And my mother's had enough grief in her life. You ain't going to add no more to it.
You're forgetting that you're just as much of a rustler as I am.
No, I'm not. If my mother wasn't mixed up with you, I'd have told Mr. Slaughter who you were the night you knocked me out and left me to take the blame. I don't know why he's been so good to me, offering me a job and all, but I'm not going to pay him back by letting you get away with this. So I'm going to kill you right now.
Don't reach, Fred Price. Cover him, Wichita.
Mr. Slaughter, you shot the gun right out of my hand.
I couldn't stand by and let you commit murder, Buck. I've learned all I need to know about Mr. Price and his rustling.
Now, just a minute, Slaughter. We're still on your property, and you can't prove a charge of rustling.
Price, did I give you orders to move that herd down from Upper Mesa tonight?
Well, no.
Just who do you think the judge is going to believe?
You still want me to work for you, Mr. Slaughter?
Of course I do, Buck. And after the trial of this sidewinder here, it might be a good idea if you took a week off and rode over to Prescott to see your mother.
I'd like that.
Take along a copy of the tombstone epitaph that tells about Price's trial. It'll set her straight on the mistake she almost made and let her know what kind of a man she raised.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone, starring Sam Buffington, was written by Alan Botzer and directed by William N. Robeson. Editorial supervision by Tom Hanley. Supporting Mr. Buffington were Junius Matthews, Sam Edwards, and Vic Perrin, with music composed and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. Next week at this time, we return with...
Slaughter's the name. Luke Slaughter. When we meet up again, you can call me that. Luke Slaughter.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
that's it for this episode of the Relic Radio Show. I'll be back next Tuesday with another hour of old-time radio. But between now and then, there's more old-time radio at relicradio.com. Past episodes of this show, all the other podcasts, link to the Shoutcast stream, and of course the donate button if you'd like to help support this and all the shows. Thanks as always to those who have donated. Thanks for joining me today. Talk to you again next week with another episode of the Relic Radio Show. Relic Radio Show is produced by and for RelicRadio.com. Rebroadcast of this show without permission is strictly prohibited.